It's no biggie.
No biggie? Well, where are you going?
Oh, you'll see.
Gee, you're taking this like a prince.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're being sweeter than Kathy Lee Gifford sucking sugar cubes.
Yep.
Why aren't you screaming at me?
Well, Steve, I finally realized that you're an accident waiting to happen. So I figured out a stress-free way of dealing with you.
Well, what is it?
Backup furniture. Now, let's see. What was it that you broke? A coffee table, a lamp. Oh, yes, and a gold vase.
I broke one of these upstairs. Oh, you're good. Look what you did.
Downstairs when I have friends over.
I'm quite aware of that oppressive rule, thank you. In fact, when Max was over yesterday, I skinned my elbow trying to climb out the bedroom window.
Oh, what a shame.
Want to see the scab?
What do you want?
Well, I'm starting to get the sniffles, and I can't find any vitamin C anywhere to scare away Mr. Mucus.
Here. You can take some of mine, just as long as it's on your way out.
Oh, I'm forever in your debt, my pet. Why, my nasal cavities will forever remain in your honor. Oh, all right, I need some more.
Oh, yes, you can help yourself, now go.
Oh, you're probably cranky because you're getting a big old zit on your chin.
Get out, Don.
All right, girls, come on, listen up. All right. As you all know, our coach, Miss Kornheiser, has chosen me to be captain of this cheerleading squad. You guys, stop it. Will you pay attention to me? I am the leader now.
Chill out, girl. Listening.
All right. Now, girls, we're good. But by God, we could be better. Maxine, you wear your skirt too short. You're distracting boys on both teams.
I am. I'll let him out.
Thank you. Laura, I'm afraid the next time we do the Muskrat Victory Pyramid, you will no longer be allowed on top.
No, why not?
Let's just say you put on a few pounds, and personally, I'm concerned about the safety of those of us beneath. There's figures here somewhere.
Carl, I hope you haven't forgotten that you promised to put shelves in the garage this weekend.
I haven't forgotten, but it sure would be nice if someone would volunteer to help.
I'll help you, big guy.
Well, thanks, Steve, but I'm sure that I will have plenty of help.
Any more potatoes?
Eddie, your father is talking to you.
Oh. Well, what is it, Dad?
I need your help this Saturday afternoon.
Oh, I can't. I promised Greta I'd help her dad do something.
What?
Just put up some shelves.
Now, but big guy, I'm free. But I could spend the whole day with you. Isn't that great?
Yippee.
Laura, why aren't you eating?
Oh, I'm on a strict diet and I'm sticking to it.
Honey, you gotta eat more. Starving yourself to death is not a healthy way to diet.
What's wrong?
Your pork chop is shaped exactly like West Virginia. Oh, my goodness.
What?
My mashed potatoes are shaped exactly like the state of Maryland. Why, if you trade pork chops with me, I'll have bordering states.
Happy now?
Wait a minute. Your dinner roll looks a lot like Delaware. Now, if you trade your dinner roll with me...
Oh, well, you shut up!
Again? Why do I have to exercise? Nobody called me fat.
Because you're my best friend and you're obligated by law to suffer with me.
Ooh. Laura, this obsession with you to lose weight has gotten out of hand.
Girl, I'm not obsessed. Half a pound? What do I have to do to lose some weight around here? Cut off a stinking foot?
Hey, girl, did you bring it?
Yeah, here you go.
What's that?
Now, don't take more than one at a time or you'll race through your day and warp drive.
All right. What is that?
Don't worry about it, Max.
Are you sure these things work?
Are you kidding? My cousin just told she went from Nick Carter to Naomi Campbell in 3 months.
Mm. And your cousin just gave them to you?
Nah, girl, she traded me for a box of ding-dongs. That girl's got no willpower. I'll see y'all later.
Bye. Laura, what are you doing?
Girl, starving myself and exercising isn't working, so I'm gonna take diet pills.
Laura, are you insane? Diet pills have stimulants in them.
So?
So people get addicted to that stuff.
Maxine, people who don't know what they're doing might get addicted, not me.
Oh, my God, you sound like an after-school special.
Girl, will you relax? I'm just going to take enough to lose 5 pounds or so, and then I'll stop.
Well, this is so crazy. You don't need to lose any weight.
Maxine, you heard Monica. I'm too fat for the pyramid.
Laura, I just think it may...
Will you drop it? It's not a big deal, okay?
Well, if it's not a big deal, then why are you hiding them in your vitamin bottle?
I'm not hiding anything.
Laura!
Hmm? Oh, hi.
Hi, Mrs. Winslow.
Sweetheart, can you help me put the grocery away?
Yeah, Ma, I'll be right there.
All right. Laura, I just hope you know what you're doing.
Don't worry, Max, I do.
Oh, hi, Max.
Hi, Mr. Winslow.
Say, listen, is Steve up yet?
I haven't seen him.
Oh, good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, hi, big guy.
Oh, morning, Steve. I thought you'd be sleeping in this morning.
You know, I almost did. Somehow my alarm clock got unplugged.
You don't say.
Lucky for me, I've got a cuckoo clock in my brain. Or I would have missed out on our little shelf project.
Well, you know, Steve, you really don't have to help me. I'm sure you'd rather be dissecting bugs or something.
Oh, will you stop it, you silly goose? Why, I love the industrial arts. Why, in summer... I helped my father build a picnic table.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And of course, our project came to an abrupt halt when I accidentally dropped a belt sander down his pants.
Ooh. What did he say?
Well, he said... Ah!
I don't want to hear this. Oh, bless you. Bless you. You.
You go ahead, big guy. I need to refuel on vitamin C.
Take your time.
Here we go. Okay, germies, take this. And this. And this. Yeah. I feel more peppy already.
A few things before we get started.
Absolutely. Let her rip. Fire away.
Well, okay, here's the plan. I'm gonna work on this side of the garage, and you're gonna work over on that side of the garage. That way, I won't be near you, and I might survive. Okay, now, the first thing that we have to do is measure and cut the wood.
Measure and cut the wood.
Steve. Be still.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just ready to go. So let's go, daddy-o. Go.
Okay. Now, each shelf should be 36 inches long.
36 inches long. Measure and cut the wood.
Steve.
Sorry, big guy. Hey, after this, let's wash the cars, write some songs, paint the kitchen, and build a treehouse.
Let's just put up the shelves, okay?
Okie dokie, Smokey.
This is the worst carpentry I've ever seen in my life!
Ah, you I just saw it because I beat you.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hi, Harry. Hi, Laura. Oh, hi, Harry. Hi, Laura. Oh, hi, Harry. Oh, look, it's Laura.
We thought you guys would be thirsty, so what the heck happened here?
Who put up these shelves, Ray Charles?
Carl, how am I supposed to store anything on these shelves?
Look what you did.
It isn't my fault. Those shelves were flimsy.
Hey, yeah, you're right. They all fell down boom boom. Boomity boom 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 boom.
Is it just me, or has Steve actually reached a new level of weird?
Steve, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. Never been better. I can't get rid of this cold, though.
Oh, Steve, no.
Hey, what gives, Laura? You said I could help myself.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind because, you know, you shouldn't take these. You know, because, you know, too much vitamin C is, you know, bad for you.
What? That's ridiculous. A bunch of baloney. Baloney. Ooh, I can see my lips when I say that. Baloney.
How many of these things did you take?
Let's see,
Steve. Laura, what is going on here?
These aren't vitamins, they're diet pills.
What?
Steve's acting like this because they have stimulants in them.
What? You mean I've been taking drugs? Why, I gotta dance!
What are you doing with diet pills?
I just wanted to lose a little weight.
This isn't like you, Laura.
Steve. Steve, be still.
Oh, I can't be guy. I can't stop moving. I'm all jumpy. Oh, I can't stop jittery. I don't like this.
You're gonna be. Steve, you're gonna be fine. But just in case, I think I better take you down to the hospital and let them look you over.
Hospital? Good idea. I'll run ahead and fill out the forms.
Laura, how long have you been taking diet pills?
Ma, I just got them. I haven't taken any, I swear. But I was gonna take them.
Why?
Because I'm fat.
Oh, sure. You're a house. What are you up to now, size 6?
Mom, you know what I mean. I just wanted to lose a couple pounds.
Honey, first of all, this is not the way to do it. And second, what made you think that you needed to lose weight all of a sudden?
Well, the captain of the cheerleading squad said I was too heavy to be on top of the pyramid anymore.
I see. You know, Laura, when I was in high school, I made good grades. I thought I was pretty smart. But one day in English class, Jimmy Thompson called me stupid. And you know, I believed him.
Really?
Yeah. I actually flunked the next test.
Well, Ma, you're not stupid.
And you're not fat. Laura, sometimes people say things about us that aren't true. But we can't let what people say control the way we live our lives.
I know, Mom.
Let's get to what's really important. How do you think you look?
I look okay.
Just okay?
Pretty good, I guess. I
don't know. Pretty good?
All right, you got me, Mom. I'm a babe, okay?
That's my girl.